Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Caulfield, a big day of racing. We start to see the group races come out. The good horses appear. It's going to make it probably a little bit tougher, I reckon. We'll look at the quaddie. David Gately, what do you like?
Scotty, yeah, looking at the quaddie on Saturday at Caulfield, look, expect the jar to be out of the track. Certainly just off-track range. Last meeting here, they were off that inside section. So expecting a similar scenario here, given the rain abouts. Okay, this first leg accelerates. Regimes went really nicely, I thought, in a recent jump. Had last 100 metres, hit the line hard, and obviously beat all but Kenley in fast time, went fresh last time in. The wet track miss was in the Golden Slipper, and it was very wet. So that's inconclusive. So I'm happy with her on top. She goes in the quaddie. Brooklyn Hustle resumes. Her trial win was excellent. She looks to have come back in terrific shape. Lyra, on the other hand, didn't trial as well. However, she's the proven class. She has to go in. In cheerleader, I'm not totally sold yet, but I'll put she'll go on side, as will Fizzle Fly. So 4, 8, 1, 6, and 9, that first leg. Second leg, the Regal Roller. Good race for Behemoth, I think, given the 55. His first up run was very good. He's much better suited at 1,200. He should have won a Group 1 before the spell. Fundamentalist is the class. She's got a big weight, though, against the boys. It's never easy. Haunted was beaten last time at Randwick, but the slow speed gave him no hope. He over-raced. He's still in home the quickest last 200 of the day. And Be Good to Your Mother, really exciting horse who's trialled well and goes in 7-1-5-9. Third leg, the Lawrence. I think Mystic Journey is the class here. She's a genuine superstar. Her trials have been excellent. I think she'll win. I'm going to take 50 stars from insurance, though, because she's a gun wet tracker and Mystic Journey's only been on soft ground once. She won it. But it was a soft 5. Stable, a little concerned. So I just want a little bit of insurance with 50 stars on my side, 11 and 5 in the Lawrence Stakes, third leg quaddy. Coming home, we're going 12, 3, 10 and 6. So Victory Kingdom resumes. A bit fresh in the jump out, but went well. Has real upside. Cracked the code, chased a couple of borderline stakes class horses first up. Causeway Girl has trialled well, and certainly that Multaja form ties in. And Miss Ayano's flying. So she's a match fit one and goes in the quaddie 12, 3, 10, 6 home. Looking for a best on the day. I think it comes up reasonably early. So race for number 6, Age of Chivalry, held up for a long way fresh. Still ran home in the quickest last 100 of the race. I think he should have won it. I think 1,400 here and a really suit him. He can win this onto better things down the track. As for perhaps a best sort of value slash each way play, maybe race 3, number 11, Slipspeck, gets out to 1,600, which he's crying out for. And he just catches a race here with so many resuming stars. You know, he might be able to get away with this one. Race 3, number 11, Slipspeck. Thanks, mate.